Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Let me know where you are tuning in from. And I have to give you a little bit of a warning on this video. You know, I haven't been covering the Olympics, and 2 weeks ago, I let you know that I wasn't going to make any comments about the opening ceremony, and I didn't make any comments about the closing ceremony. But there is a lot in the news about this Olympian, Jordan Chiles. And if you have not been following the Olympics, again, you may not even be interested in this. But, you know, on this channel, we are all about reading between the lies. And let me just say that I want you to draw your own conclusions. But there's a couple of things that struck me as very curious about this case. So I'm going to share my screen and take a look at this picture. Now, I went on Jordan Chiles' Instagram page to get a little more information about this athlete. And I was kind of shocked to see that, maybe I shouldn't have been shocked, but I saw that a lot of the images show this kind of gesture. So I guess it's like the V for victory or the peace sign. And then the one eye is shut, one eye is open, and then the sticking out the tongue. Now, I know there, in fact, I want to hear from you. Let me know what you make of the peace sign, all right? Is this someone who's in favor of world peace? Is she putting a V for victory because she was victorious? Now, I think, and what I've seen with athletes is when they are the winner, they hold up one finger to demonstrate that, like, they're number one. So what do you think about this? I have some ideas that I'm going to share with you, but I want to hear from you. And I'm going to share some other images that popped up with this kind of symbolism, sticking out the tongue, the one eye. Now, again, you may even have pictures of yourself doing this. And as an ESL teacher, I took a lot of pictures with my Japanese students, and every single Japanese student does this gesture. So I'm not saying that it is evil in and of itself. That's why I'm calling it very curious. Now, we're going to break down exactly what happened. Well, not exactly, but I'm going to give you an overview in terms of what happened. But then we're going to look at some images, not only of Jordan Chiles, but of some other Olympians who, by the way, do not have to prove their gender. I'm not drawing any conclusions. I'm just saying that the fact is, everyone was up in arms about this, these Olympic boxers, as if those are the only athletes that are presenting as women. No one has to prove their gender. All the Olympic committee does is go by what is on their passport and on their Olympic application. That is it. So while you're putting comments in the chat about this V for victory sign, and there is another meaning that I'm going to share with you, maybe you already know it, I want to share with you a message from the sponsor. I'm grateful to the sponsors. That's why I'm able to bring you this information at no cost to you. All right. People say they were waiting for this video from me. Okay, here we go. But let me share my screen. I want to just bring you a message all about stepping away from the mainstream medical merry-go-round. And you know that finding an honest doctor that isn't following in the footsteps of big pharma can feel impossible. And that's why millions of men and women have been turning to this one Texas doctor. And the seven reasons he says that anyone over the age of 50, like yours truly, should be drinking this one thing. It is not milk. It's not another calcium-rich drink, but it's a unique protein that naturally declines with age. And it's proven to significantly increase bone strength and soothe joint pain. It minimizes wrinkles and cellulite. It enhances hair follicle thickness and can reverse nail damage, with users reporting results in as few as 2 weeks. As a partner of the show, the Texas doctor is offering all of my Healthy Americans up to 45% off his bone, joint, and ligament restoring formula. I will have a link for you, friends. It's called getnativepathcollagen.com/Peggy. You can click on the link below. This product has thousands of five-star reviews. There have been millions of jars sold, and every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so there is no risk for you to try it today. Again, all of my Healthy Americans get their 45% off while supplies last. I'll have a link for you in the description box below. All right. I love my healthy Americans. And I love that you like to read between the lies. And I want to just give a little disclaimer right off the bat that my videos, when I talk about the inquiry and the curious nature of some of these Olympians, these videos and my comments are not intended to malign or mock or ridicule or anything like that. It's the exact opposite. I am after getting the truth, and truth is something that can be like objectively shown with evidence that comports with reality. But I'm not really even talking about the gender issue here. I'm just talking about these curious gestures that I have seen from many Olympians, including Jordan Chiles. And I think she's kind of like at the top of the list with all of the images that she has on her Instagram page, and then all of these other celebrities that I see doing the same thing. So I pose the question to you, what is going on here? Is this a secret language that we're shut out of? Are they communicating something, or is it simply fun and games? That's my question for you. So let's do this. I think what I'll do is we'll first just look at these images of Jordan Chiles. And actually, before I do that, why don't we just take a look at the here we are. We've got the headlines in case you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a person that chases the headlines, but I do use occasional opportunities to dig deeper and hone our critical thinking skills. So let's take a look at this, shall we? This was the, what's going on in the news today. Jordan Chiles stripped bronze is gymnastics' biggest controversy since the 2000 Sydney Olympics disaster. The first gymnast to be stripped of an Olympic medal since 2000. That's when the equipment errors and medal stripping disputes tarnished the results. So apparently she won, and then it was taken away from her, and then she didn't want to give it up. And the last, as I'm recording this live or broadcasting live, the headlines are still a little conflicting as well. And here's another one here. Let's see. Here we are. U.S. gymnast Jordan Chiles was stripped of her floor exercise bronze medal Sunday by the International Olympic Committee. That's the IOC. And remember, the IOC does not require any gender identification or proof, as we saw with the boxing and so forth, after a scoring inquiry was deemed invalid. The IOC's decision echoed a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for the sport, which found that the scoring appeal from Chiles's coach was filed 4 seconds too late. That's kind of strange. And all right, how do you like them apples, friends? How do you like them apples? Let's see if YouTube is even letting me get back on here. Yes, I was talking away. There I was talking away and just completely got kicked off the channel. Yeah, I guess my language triggered some algorithm or whatever, completely shut down. So here we go, doing part two, and I probably will have to download part one and smush them together and re-upload it, which is likely what I'm going to do. So here's where we left off. This is really crazy. All right, I was talking about, and all of my links and everything now are completely gone. All of the links that I was going to share with you. Okay, well, here we go. I'll just try to do my best. This has happened to me before when I talked about Elon Musk. I got kicked off. When I talked about RFK Jr., I got kicked off. And I'm sharing my screen, and hopefully this will stay. So here is this athlete as a youngster. When I am doing my investigation and I'm kind of curious as to individuals that are presenting themselves a certain way, I normally look at what they look like when they were young. And then I also like to look at them as they're older. And what struck me was images like this, where this individual, let's see if we can grab this. It might go to my Instagram page, where she is constantly sticking out her tongue. Actually, yeah, let me go back. You can see this here. She's got her tongue out the one-eyed symbolism and this sign. And I started my other video asking everybody, what do you think about this peace sign? Is it just a harmless peace sign that we see with celebrities and athletes over and over again? Is it a V for victory sign? If she's victorious, it seems like she'd be holding up one finger, which would be more of a symbol of I'm number one, I'm the best, number one in the world, that kind of thing. Is she saying that she's number two, that she's second best? Again and again and again, I see this symbolism, and I've done some research, and I'm sure that my savvy, sophisticated, healthy Americans have done the same. And then I was talking before I rudely was kicked off the channel about sticking out the tongue and the one-eyed symbolism. And I'm sure you may have pictures of yourself sticking out your tongue. You know, it's fun in games, what have you. I don't think I have any pictures of myself doing that, but okay, so that's harmless. But when you see a pattern again and again and again and again, and these are the images that are actually being shown in the mainstream media, those are selected out of the thousands of images that could be shown. Why is that exactly? So I will give you another perspective if you're interested. And before I do that, let's go ahead and take a look at some of these other images. So I've got just a, you see there, this is really horrible what, I had everything queued up for you here, friends. So give me just a moment here, because here we have it. I'm going to share my screen. And some of these images are not of Jordan Chiles. They're of other athletes and other individuals. And it's just like, why is this? And I'll share with you some ideas I have as well. Okay, so this was Shawn Johnson from some years ago, sticking out the tongue. Why is my computer frozen? This is a very blurred picture, but it was the image I showed earlier. I mentioned that the International Olympic Committee does not require any Olympian to verify their gender. I just find that interesting. Just making an observation. So there we are. It's a double, I'll just call it the victory sign, the two-fingered sign, the tongue out again. Which I find, even if it doesn't have any hidden meaning, it's just rude. Why would you stick your tongue out at a photographer? I find it very mocking and very childish. And here is the Olympic team. Now you can see here's the some would call those the devil horns. You'll tell me that that's because it's the University of Texas. They're all doing this peace sign. Are they all for world peace? Are they Japanese? It's really common in the Japanese culture, but the only one that looks at all Asian is not doing it. I don't get it. And I will show you some other pictures of female gymnasts that I came across in the NCAA. Now you'll tell me, well, they're not Olympic caliber. No, I think that requires something else, if you know what I'm saying. Let's keep going here. Don't know why this is. Okay, I showed you that one. Here we go. Just some random pictures so you'll know who this individual is. Again, the sticking out the tongue. Wow, these physiques are quite eye-opening. There we go again. I'm speechless until I show you. Really? That's what you're going to show. And there it is again. It goes on and on. Maybe that's a similar picture. There it is again, twice the one-eyed symbolism, which many of my savvy, healthy Americans know. Picture of femininity. Here we are. Uh-huh. There it is again, the tongue. And here we've got the devil horn signs. So the conclusion I can draw from these images is that those are all being put out on purpose. There's the tongue again, the one eye, there's the tongue. So they're all doing it on purpose. That I can draw that conclusion pretty accurately. Why they're doing it, I would like to find out. There it is again. I find it odd. That's just, here we go. There it is again. I mean, it's blatant is what it is. So that's why I was naming the video, The Curious Case of Jordan Chiles. And then I wanted to share with you some images of other athletes. So this is like a female athlete who, you know, women have hips and subcutaneous fat and breast tissue and all that kind of thing. It's another image. Let's see. I was just trying to, I couldn't get find too many. So you see what happened? All of the images. All right. So here we have some of the celebrities doing the same thing. So are they all in favor of, oh, I had all these images up for you and everything crashed. Of course it did. Yeah, of course it did. Yeah. Oh, that's not suspicious at all. That all the images and all, you know what? That's your homework. Do a Google search on all of these celebrities that have their peace signs out there. And you know what? Let's just see. Maybe I can do it this way. Yeah. I'll be editing this video since we went live. Everything that I'm trying to grab for you now is coming up blank. And, that is the strangest thing. And I'm just getting duplicates of the same photo. It's all messed up. You know, this happened to me when I was talking about Elon Musk. And I can only imagine that my computer is hearing me say certain words because I was kicked off YouTube and then my entire computer crashed. And I had every single image hooked up for you here. There's all sorts of symbolism that individuals do. And this is what I found. It says, don't use the V sign. It's satanic. The hand of illumination, the divine hand. And I think this comes from the Freemasons. I need to do a little bit more work. You can see I've got my other videos here with some other strange individuals that I will be breaking down for you later. This is the sign of the two-sided god Janus and the androgyne god Baphomet. The forces of light and shadow, like the Judeo-Masonic chess checkerboard you see everywhere. The other major ones are the OK 666 hand, the devil horns. You just saw that with these athletes. You saw the 666, you saw the devil horns. This is also aligned with the Baphomet, which is, you know, the evil one, and the Spock hand, which is for Shin of the Hebrew alphabet with the three Hebrew letters, each worth six, AKA 666. Now, interestingly, the androgyne, and this is what meaning male and female in the same body. Now, God created male and female, and there actually is a type of religious belief like Satanism that believes that if you can create male and female in one body, then you are like a god. And I found it so interesting that this other Olympic athlete, let's see if this will come up. I'll just have to go like this. This other Olympic athlete that comes from Brazil, they were pronouncing her name Androgy, like androgynous. I mean, was I the only one that like Androgy, Rebecca Androgy? And most people may not know, but Brazil has a whole history of travesti, and the travesti are the trans. And many people in like many, many decades ago would go to Brazil to get these operations so that they could pass as the opposite sex. Now, again, I'm not maligning or ridiculing or mocking anyone. I would like everyone to draw their own conclusion based on reality. But I thought that was really interesting. So when I see this V for victory, what I see is the androgyny sign. And it's almost as if they're saying and they're broadcasting, this is who I am. There are plenty of celebrities that do that. In fact, I've got a dozen that crashed when my computer crashed. Just do an internet search. You can say peace sign, V for victory sign, or, you know, celebrities with the peace sign, I think is the internet search that I did. And you'll see dozens and dozens and dozens of them. Why is that? Did the photographer tell them to do that? Are they monkeys and they just do what the photographer tells them? How many pictures do you have of yourself? Unless you're Asian, because somehow it's in the Asian culture, but those images I showed you were not of Asians. How many pictures do you have of yourself doing that? It just is very strange to me. So for me, the curious case of Jordan Chiles is not so much about the stripping of the medal, but it's these signs and symbols and the entire persona of this individual that leaves me questioning the truth and veracity of how this person presents this person's self. I'll just put it that way. I'm treading on thin ice here, people, a lot of thin ice, but I know you want me to talk about that. And in fact, I'm going to be bringing you another video in case this one wasn't spicy enough with Olympians past and present. And we'll take a look at some of these female Olympians in decades gone by. And you tell me whether or not you believe there should be some kind of gender verification program in the Olympic Games. It's not just restricted to boxing, believe you me. All right, friends, I think that's enough thin ice for today. Thanks for being on board. I'm here every day at 4 p.m. Pacific, and I'm grateful to have you on board as well. I'll see you in an upcoming broadcast.